Time now for a check of sports here on KJN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJN Sports. It's being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. And take a look at the latest sports here for you this morning. We'll start off taking a look at state softball results for you from yesterday as the third place and championship games were played at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. In Class 1A, the third place game saw Don Bosco defeat Charter Oak Ute 9-8. Also in the championship in 1A, it went to extra innings, 11 innings, as Martinsdale St. Mary's finally got a run up on the board, 1-0, the final score there over Earlham. In the Class 2A third place game, Durant beat Sumner Fredericksburg 11-6, and in the 2A championship, team from the listening area, Trainer, a 4-0 winner over Des Moines Christian. As they win the state championship there in Class 2A, Madison Kaiser pitched all 7 innings and had 15 strikeouts and allowed only 5 hits there for the Cardinals in the win. In Class 3A, the third place game, it was Bondurant Farrar 2-1 over Esterville Lincoln Central. In the championship in 3A, it was Ballard over Solon 5-4. In Class 4A, the third place game saw Clear Creek Amana 6-2 over Washington. And in the championship, it was Indianola 1-0 over Dallas Center Grimes. In Class 5A, the third place game, Pleasant Valley over Iowa City West 5-2. And in the championship in 5A, it was Ankeny 2-0 over Des Moines East. Also on Friday in boys state baseball quarterfinal action in Class 2A as the state tournament got underway, Dyersville Beckman Catholic was a 2-1 winner over West Branch, and in the late game it was Kemper Catholic 9-2 over Ogden as Kemper Catholic moves on. And today's quarterfinal games in boys state baseball in Class 2A will be Davis County taking on Alta Aurelia at 6 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock this evening at Principal Park in Des Moines it'll be North Polk facing Forest City. 1A teams will play quarterfinals coming up on Monday, then followed by their other classes on Tuesday and Wednesday. In Major League Baseball action last night, a game you heard here on KJN, Kyle Loesch worked 7 strong innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals' slumbering offense ended Ryan Dempster's 33-inning scoreless streak with a 3-run first in a 4-1 victory over the Chicago Cubs last night. Matt Holliday added a third-inning home run estimated at 469 feet, the longest at 7-year-old Busch Stadium. Loesch won his 4th straight decision over 5 starts to complement a lineup that topped 3 runs for the first time in 12 games. The defending World Series champions found an unlikely victim in Dempster, who hadn't allowed a run since May 30th while winning 5 straight starts. He entered with a Major League best 1.86 ERA before running into immediate trouble, giving up 4 straight singles in a span of 6 pitches with only 1 out. In other scores from Major League Baseball in the American League, it was Baltimore over Cleveland 10-2. Detroit topped the White Sox 4-2. Tampa Bay went to 14 innings to beat Seattle 4-3. Toronto was a 6-1 winner over Boston. Minnesota extra innings, 11 innings over Kansas City 2-1. It was Oakland 3-2 over the Yankees, and the Angels beat the Texas Rangers 6-1. In the National League, it was Atlanta over Washington 11-10 in 11 innings. Pittsburgh eked by Miami 4-3. It was San Francisco over Philadelphia 7-2. The Dodgers got by the Mets 7-6. It was Cincinnati 3-1 over Milwaukee. Arizona beat up on Houston 13-8, and it was San Diego 9-5 over Colorado. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, Omaha beat Round Rock 10-4, and Albuquerque was a 10-7 winner over the I-Cubs. Today's games will see Omaha at Round Rock 7:05 first pitch. Iowa's at Albuquerque for an 8:05 start time tonight. Same times for those teams to play on Sunday as well. The Colorado Rockies traded right-handed pitcher Jeremy Guthrie to Kansas City on Friday in exchange for Jonathan Sanchez, the struggling lefty starter who was designated for assignment this week by the Royals. 29-year-old Sanchez is 1-6 with a 7.76 ERA and 12 starts this season. A 7-year Major League veteran, he's 39-52 in his career. He threw a no-hitter against San Diego in 2009, and the Royals traded away Melky Cabrera to get him last November in what turned out to be one of the worst trades in team history. Sanchez was winless in his final 11 starts in Kansas City. The 33-year-old Guthrie is 3-9 with a 6.35 ERA in 19 games here this year. Turning our attention now to the British Open Championship going on at Lytham St. Anne's, England. Not only has Brant Snedeker made the cut at the British Open for the first time, he's atop the leaderboard after tying a pair of records. Snedeker's 6-under par 64 matches the course record at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's, a mark Adam Scott tied in the opening round. Snedeker is 10-under for the tournament, tying the lowest 36-hole score for a major championship as well. Scott is alone in second at -9 after following his 64 with a 3-under 67. Tiger Woods is in position to snap his winless droughts in majors that dates back to 2008. He sank a bunker shot birdie on the final hole to finish off a second straight 67 that left him four shots off the pace. Phil Mickelson shot a 78 and missed the cut in a major for the first time in 5 years. Round three has begun with the leaders teeing off later on here this morning. There are a few players that are already out there on the course. And that includes, towards the top of the leaderboard, Bubba Watson, who is through five holes of play. He's one under for the day and one under for the championship. And also out there on the course, Matthew Baldwin is through 16 holes. He's two under on the day and sits at even. Vijay Singh, also two under on the day and sits at even. He's through 17 holes of play as well. And that's some of the players that are out there currently. The leaders will tee off here at, they're scheduled to tee off at about 10:20 here. For that start time later on here this morning. Also in the NBA, Houston Rockets are sending shooting guard Courtney Lee to Boston in a multi-team trade with Portland. The Rockets will receive second-round pick in next year's draft from the Celtics, forward Juwan Johnson and guard Etuan Moore, and forward center Sean Williams. Houston will also acquire the rights to guard Jobe Diebler from the Trailblazers, who will get guard forward Sasha Pavlovic from the Celtics. Michael Beasley has signed a three-year, $18 million contract with Phoenix. The 6'10" forward was the second overall pick in the 2008 draft. He became a free agent when Minnesota declined an $8 million option to keep him. The St. Louis Blues have signed forward T.J. Oshie to a five-year contract. Terms were not disclosed, but the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the deal is worth nearly $21 million. At 25, Oshie is among many young and up-and-coming players for the Blues. He tied for the team lead with 54 points last season, ranked third on the club with 19 goals, and second with 35 assists. In four seasons, he has 63 goals and 112 assists for 175 points. Serena Williams is going to rest her back for the Olympics. Williams won her fifth Wimbledon title this month and 8 days later captured the Bank of the West Classic in California. Olympic tennis begins on July 28th at Wimbledon. She said Friday she was pulling out of a world team tennis match for the Washington Castles on Sunday. She'll be replaced by sister Venus. Serena Williams says she needs to rest her back after two recent victories, adding, "I'm disappointed I won't be able to see my D.C. fans, but can't wait to go for gold in London." Williams is the favorite in London and has never won an Olympics singles title. Forever in the Dream Team's shadow, the U.S. Olympic basketball team is now walking in its footsteps. The Americans are back in Barcelona, site of their greatest glory, the scene of the best basketball ever played as they finished their preparations for London. 20 years after their predecessors stormed their way to gold, here the Americans will see one of the Dream Team's lasting legacies, the strength of international programs that rose in part because of interest that it created. The U.S. will play exhibition games against Argentina and Spain, teams with veterans old enough to remember seeing Magic and Bird play. The Americans beat both en route to the gold medal 4 years ago, holding off the Spaniards in a gold medal game thriller. Bulls star Derrick Rose expects to return to the court soon. In a video posted Friday on his Facebook page, the point guard says he's been receiving therapy on a daily basis as he recovers from a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee, along with two tears in the meniscus cartilage. He says he is going to be all right and it should be back there on the court soon. The NIT is staying at Madison Square Garden. The NCAA, the NIT, and Madison Square Garden Company announced a three-year agreement to keep the NIT season tip-off, semifinals, and title game at the New York Arena, along with the season-ending tournament in April. First held in 1938, the NIT is the oldest postseason college basketball tournament in the country. Pairings for this season's tip-off will be announced by mid-August. And Iowa State says its season opener at home against Tulsa on September 1st will kick off at 11 a.m. Cyclones also said on Friday that their game against Western Illinois on September 15th will start at 7 p.m. Both games will be televised, though the details of those broadcasts haven't been revealed yet by the Big 12. Iowa State's first road game against Iowa will start at 2:30 p.m. on September 8th, as previously announced. The Cyclones, who finished 6-7 in 2011, open fall camp in 2 weeks. That's a look at the latest sports here this 7 o'clock hour at KJN. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.